Hello and welcome, Eurovision fans. My name is Kieran Aritasiets and I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing you some of the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest. Today is Sunday, the 1st of December 2019. Sit back and relax.
This is Birgitta from Iceland.
Hello, this is Lydia Isak from Moldova.
This is Mickey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on First FM.
Vicky Gabor, representing Poland at this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest, which took place last Sunday, and that was the winning song. Vicky Gabor winning for Poland. Poland winning on home soil in the city of Gliwice in the south of Poland. And I must admit, it was one of the most incredible hostings of a Eurovision ever before. They put 110% into the effort of hosting that Junior Eurovision contest. The stage was humongous. My goodness me. It was in the brand new Gliwice Arena in Gliwice, Poland. And it is absolutely beautiful. It's huge. I mean, it's double the size of the of the stadium in Tel Aviv this year. And they managed to fill it. And it looked amazing on stage, and amazing over the television, of course, and it just looked brilliant. It really, really did. And I must admit, all the presenters, Ida, Alexander and Roxana, last year's winner, were both, well, all three of them were good. hosts. Yes, indeed. Was that there was 19 countries participating in the contest, and Spain was taking part for the first time since 2006, while Azerbaijan and Israel withdrew from the contest. And this makes Poland, the winners with Superhero, the first country to win Junior Eurovision 2 years in a row, and the first country to win on home soil. It is indeed. And the song that came second was the Kazakhstan song from Yerazan Maxim, with, I'm sure I'm going to try and pronounce it, Yamananan Kalam. Yes. We sang in English and Kazakh, so there you go. And then Spain came third, the Netherlands fourth, France fifth, and North Macedonia sixth, and so on. Poor old Wales came second last, Erin Mai, with Calion Yugro, which means heart beating. I probably pronounced that and murdered it incorrectly. And Ireland ended up coming 12th. Sung in Irish Gaelic was Anna Kearney with Banshee. Yes, the favourite Banshee. Like screaming like a Banshee, remember? That's where that comes from. Yes. Right, it's now time to move on with the show. Let's let you know on how you can get involved into tonight's Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESE Showcase, or search for the Eurovision Showcase. Follow us on Twitter at ESE Showcase, or send us an email, ESEShowcase@gmail.com.
Playing the greatest tunes of the Eurovision Song Contest, the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
And this certainly is one of those great songs. The Netherlands 1996 in English, Maxine and Franklin Baum with Way Back When. Der Erste Kehr.
Everybody, this is Esther Hart from the Netherlands, and I'm wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
Got your number on my underwear. I'm alone, but I can see you when I close my eyes and think of you. I was blinded by the flashing lights, ready for the paparazzi to get on me, to kill the needs.
Alcazar, Headlines from Melody Festival in 2010. Get into the Anders Chansons second chance round, but not qualifying, sadly, into the grand final of Melody Festival in 2010. But you know the most random thing is that not only that song chart in Sweden, randomly it also charted in Turkey. Turkey of all places. Rather random, but then it wouldn't be Eurovision if it wasn't random, eh? Yes. Well, that's it. Well, anyways, time to move on to Melody Festivalen 2019. Yes, 2019's Melody Festivalen. The lineup and host cities have been announced, so I'm going to run them down for you now. So, semi-final one is going to take place in the Saab Arena in Linköping. And we have Malu, Phoenix Sandman, Ovo, The Mamas, Susie P, Sonja Alden, and Robin Bengtsson. In semi-final two, taking place in the Scandinavium in Göteborg in Gothenburg, we got Linda Bertsing, Daughter, Anna Bergendahl, Fursten Flinik, Carla Hammerstrom, Paul Ray, and Mendez featuring Alvaro Estrada. The third semi-final will be taking place on the 15th of February 2020 in the Kopp Norrbotten Arena in Luleå, right up in the north almost. We got Faith Kamebo, Amanda Assa, Albin Jonsen, Draganar, Mariette, Anis Don Denmar, and Mohobi. And then finally, semi-final four will take place on the 22nd of February 2020 in the Malmö Arena in Malmö. We have Hanna Färm, Nan Grönvall, William Stritter, Jakob Karlberg, Ellen Beckinson, and Simon Peron, Victor Kron, and Frida Orm. Yes, and the second chance round will take place in the Siga Sports Arena on the 29th of February in the city of Eskituna. Yes, there we go. Right, so that is Melody Festival, and lots of shocks there. Victor Kron, who represented Estonia at this year's contest, will be there with his song Troubled Waters in the fourth semi-final, along with Nan Grönvall, who represented Sweden in 1996 and has tried her very best to do it solo on many occasions for Sweden. Also, Mariette is back for semi-final three. Semi-final two, Anna Bergendahl is back to try and represent Sweden again after she failed to qualify in 2010. And Linda Belsing is hopefully going to make it to Eurovision. She's hoping after many, many tries, but she is just literally still a wonderful woman. And the song looks like it's going to be in Swedish, Alla Minga Thorna. So that sounds good. Felix Sandman, is going to try his best again at Eurovision. So he's coming back. Sonja Alden, she has only managed to make it to the semi-finals of Eurovision, but as a backing singer for Lithuania in 2005, randomly. And this gentleman is going to try and make it a second time participation 3 years later. Yes, we're going to hear his song from Eurovision Sweden 2017 coming up right now. His song in Melody Festival next year is called Take a Chance in the first semi-final in Linköping on the 1st of February. Yes. So, Robin Bengtsson, take it away.
Hello, this is Robin Bengtsson from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Can't Go On. Enjoy.
I can't go on, I can't go on, gotta keep it together. Don't get me wrong, don't get me wrong, 'cause baby you make me better. Hey! With just one look you make me shiver. I just wanna take you home. Wanna go, yeah I wanna go. You make me a believer. Wanna take off all my clothes. Wanna go. You make me wanna go. I just can't go on no more. When you look this freaking beautiful, oh, hands down to the floor, my love. And I'm doing whatever you want. You got me good, you got me good, and I'm not going nowhere. Riding your hook, now that's understood, but I'ma take you to somewhere. Yeah. I just can't go on no more. When you look this freaking beautiful, oh, hands down to the floor, my love, and I'm doing whatever you want. I can't go on when you look this freaking beautiful. I can't
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, meine Damen und Herren, welcome, willkommen, good evening, buenas tardes, bonsoir, bonsoir, bienvenue, bienvenue, willkommen, welcome. All Europe, toute l'Europe, das ganze Europa, welcome to music, let's share the music, let's hear the music tonight, oh, heaven, tonight. Soon we will know who'll be the best in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, that always makes me laugh. Aza Cleveland's opening of the 86 contest. And now here is Ireland 1986.
I was so happy with you. My hopes and dreams had all come true. And now love's shown for all the world to see. As if you turned out the light, your hope was gone.
Ireland's Eurovision entry 1986 coming forth for Ireland. A beautiful, amazing Love Bug with You Can Count On Me. Their performance on The Late Late Show over in Ireland with Gay Byrne, the late great Gay Byrne. Oh my goodness me, that was amazing. The clip's on YouTube, got to check it out. You have to check it out. Now, we're going to have Rob's random request a little bit later on in the show, so stay tuned for that because Rob is not ready. No, you can't get the staff these days. But we'll move swiftly on to the one that we usually have after the ESC Showcase news. And it is going to be Dream World, of course.
Dream World, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream World, across the clear blue sky.
Now, This week we're going to the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest, and the contest that was held in Paris, France. And now it was the year after France won in the Wembley Conference Centre in London, England, of course, the United Kingdom. And then Marie-Mériam won with Oh les enfants, the bird and the boy and the child, sorry. And basically the contest went to Paris, oh la di da di da, that was great. The contest was eventually won by Isa Cohen and Alphabeta with Abani B, a polar bear, of course. And no, I'm joking, taking a little bit of Mickey out of the song. Bad me, slap wrist. Okay, moving on. Now, the UK entry that year was Coco with the Bad Old Days. Now, as we've played it before here on the show, it was a great song, there's no doubt about it, but it sadly gave the UK its worst result ever at the time. Every year before that, we were in the top 10. We were. But Coco only got to 11th. Shock, horror. Yes. So they didn't do the best. So technically, they had the worst ranked Eurovision entry for the United Kingdom up until 1987, when Ricky came along and got 13th with Only the Light in Brussels. Yes. So we'll hear Coco, Bad Old Days, in just a few moments. But first up, I'm going to play you the song which I think would have been amazing for the United Kingdom. And this song was number one in the UK charts from the 7th of March 1978. And I watched a performance of this singer on Top of the Pops at that time. And the said singer was sat behind a piano, and it wasn't like the crazy music video to this song, which everybody knows and I think loves or even despises. I think this particular singer is Marmite. The song is about 4 minutes and 30 seconds, but I'm sure it could have been cut down a little bit to get down to 3 minutes. So this is my chosen song, which I would have loved to have seen the UK send to the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest in Paris, France. Here is the legendary Kate Bush with Wuthering Heights.
Thank you. without a sea. I was lost for learning like a song without a key.
Remember when I was all alone without a soul to call my friend? Who'd have thought those days would ever end?
Those were the battle days.
Remember why I'm gonna stay with you until the day I die. We can watch the good old days go by.
Those were the
the bad old days, the United Kingdom Eurovision entry to the 1978 contest in Paris, France, indeed. Well, coming up very, very soon, we have Rob's Random Request and this week's edition of Live and Kicking. Yes, indeed. But now, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, it's time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Today is Sunday, the 1st of December 2019, and it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news with me, Kieran Uri Tussiot. Hungary's Eurovision broadcaster, MTV, has said it's been outrageous and unacceptable for journalists to write that it withdrew from Eurovision over the presence of gay performers. As High Radio reports, the state-run broadcaster has firmly denied reports that it has appeared in domestic media and in foreign publications like The Guardian and The Telegraph here in the United Kingdom in recent days. In a statement, it says the press statements about sexual orientation violate human dignity. Press ethical standards have the rule of law. The broadcaster reiterated its early statement that it was leaving the Eurovision Song Contest so it could focus on helping Hungarian musicians achieve success at home. You remember that prize of winning Adele at the former Eurovision selection would now include appearances and gigs at prestigious events in Hungary rather than the trip to the Eurovision Song Contest. MTVA added that it doesn't acknowledge anyone's sexual orientation, that's gay, straight or otherwise, in any production, and in quotes, however, the question arises as to why the media is writing about this, they have said. So we'll keep you updated if there's any new news going on in that regard. YLE, the Finnish broadcaster, has confirmed that 6 finalists have been selected out of 426 entries for the Finnish national final UMK 2020. For the Eurovision 2020, the logo has been released and it features the colours of the flags of 41 participating countries, though the Bulgarian flag and the Hungarian flag has been all mixed up for 2005. Bizarre. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Arytutigut.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is Dana from Ireland, wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
According to the radio, warmer weather's on the way. Chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Dreaming of a warm, warm, lazy summer day. It's gonna be a long,
okay, so that's Dana Oh, I love that song. It's going to be a cold, cold Christmas. Yes. Starting the Christmas songs off.
Got good, good.
Done. So Rob's here. Hello.
Hello.
And you well?
I'm very well.
So it's the 1st of December today.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you feeling about the 1st of December? Is it scary that we got here now?
Like it's just nice and festive.
It is festive, isn't it? We've got to sort the tree out, though, still.
We do have to sort the tree out.
So we'll sort that out, indeed. Right. Okay, Rob. So what's it now time for?
It's now time for Rob's Random Request.
Okay, it's time for Rob's Random Request. Now, this is where Rob gets the two hats out, little bits of paper, and both of these hats. We then make a Eurovision entry out of each one taken out of her hat. So, Rob.
We do indeed.
Yes.
Okay.
So, time for your year first.
Right. Oh, I've got one. Hang on a tick. 2012.
Oh, good choice. Okay, so 2012's contest was in Baku in Azerbaijan.
My favourite Eurovision song was from that year. Spain, yeah. Quiero Estar Conmigo.
Yes, that was a good song.
That's right, let's hope I pick that one.
Let's hope you pick it, yeah.
Moldova.
Oh, okay, we can do Moldova 2012. Yeah, so Moldova were represented by a gentleman who was the name of Pasha Perfeni, and the song is called Latoar, which in Romanian into English means fiddler. Yes, now it finished 11th place in the grand final of the contest and 5th place in its semi-final, which was the first semi-final. We got to number 2 in the Moldovan charts. It didn't get anywhere else in the rest of Europe. So here is Moldova 2012, Rob's Random Request, Pasha Perfeni with Latura Fidla.
Tonight she looks nicer than the bride. When she smiles, I forget my lyrics. I got blind, I got mad, not from the time she had, but from the beauty that put my heart on fire. Yeah, you have never been to my show. You haven't seen before how looks that trumpet, but the sound goes straight to your soul. Guess you are it makes you my girl. This trumpet makes you my girl. Just like from paradise, you came down from the skies on a plane which belongs to your daddy. Welcome to carousel. The wine is sweet, but it can cost too much. It's no good for a princess. You have never been to my show. You haven't seen before how looks that trumpet, but the sound goes straight to your soul. Guess you out of control. This trumpet makes you my girl. This trumpet makes you my girl.
Hey, this is Luca Henny from Switzerland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sto pregando per chi non ha ancora capito che la vita è soltanto un gran dolore. Chi crede quanto è scritto rinascerà di certo, un grande giorno dolce quel sarà. Io sto pregando per voi, per tutto il male intorno che circonda la vita. Io sto pregando per sogni distrutti, perché non credere. Io sto pregando domani, il cielo e il sole le stelle, che perdoni ogni sbaglio. Io sto pregando per quelli che cercano l'amore. Sogni distrutti, perché non credere. Io sto pregando domani, il cielo e il sole le stelle, che perdoni ogni sbaglio. Io sto pregando per quelli che cercano l'amore e lo sanno. Pregando nel silenzio dei ricordi, che ritorni ancora il tempo dei miei sogni. Risplenderà una luce per quelli che sapranno cercare il sole nell'oscurità.
Absolutely stunning. I adore that song, and I hope you really enjoyed that too. That is the extended version of Switzerland's Eurovision entry in 1994, Duilio, with Sto Pregando. Sto Pregando means I'm praying, and it only, shockingly, only came 19th with 15 points. Shocking stuff. And completely underrated at the 94 contest. Okay, it's now time for us to hear a song from a Maltese legend. She has an incredible voice. Beautiful. And she has sung a legendary song. So here is Mary Spiteri, who came third for Malta at the 1992 contest with the song Little Child. Here is her version of Hallelujah.
I heard there was a secret white chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair, and she broke your throne, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who died through ya. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's broken.
Beautiful, Mary Spiteri from Malta with Hallelujah. Okay, it's now time for us to listen to a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Yes, it is time for Live and Kicking. And this week's song comes from the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest, coming sixth in Munich, Germany. It is the United Kingdom entry, Sweet Dreams, with I'm Never Giving Up.
I'm never giving up.
Huge applause there for Sweet Dreams, United Kingdom 1983. I'm never giving up. Well, thank you for joining me for another episode of a Eurovision showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Uri-Tutiet. Hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision music as we head towards Christmas and the New Year season. If you've missed this show or previous shows, you can check them out and listen to them on Spotify, Mixcloud, or any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. But you take care, stay warm. Arrivederci, au revoir, Herr Wiedersehen, bis lat, dobidenya. See you very soon. Daximiket. Toodaloo.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.